Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, and this is freedomblog.com. The theme for today is the coming totalitarian takeover. For thinking people, this means we the people are being taken over by totalitarianism. This story is a carryover of the Relate to Read program at Chester Village Charter School in the South Philadelphia suburbs. Here are the facts. The Chester Village Charter School was supervised by a control board, which set requirements for performance. The Chester Village Charter School surpassed the requirements with flying colors in 2006 and 7. Democratic Governor Rendell created a new three-person empowerment board to replace the control board with a mandate to close the school. At this time, Chester Village Charter School awaits its fate. The point of this story is not its dramatic success in academic achievement. The point is the totalitarian takeover. The governor appoints an empowerment board to close the only school that is succeeding with inner-city children in Chester. Indeed, the school that has gone from worst to first in improvement in the state. Of course, there are many pressures upon the governor from contributors to his campaign coffers, such as the NEA, which opposes school choice and covets the pupil funds as dues from its public school members. Governor Rendell acted in an illegal and totalitarian manner in appointing a new empowerment board in order to close a lovely, wonderful little charter school that embraced and empowered its students. Shame. At the end of the 20th century, the American freedom functions were peaking. Collaborative cultural relating, free enterprise economics, democratic participative governance. We the people were collaborating and participating in governance and economics. Then we the people stopped. Unlike our peasant ancestors, we doubted that we could ever transform ourselves from real to ideal. We reversed our directions. Competitive and dependent cultural relating, command and control economics, authoritarian and totalitarian governance. These were the first signs of totalitarianism, a reversal of things that gave us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. President Eisenhower warned us of forming the military-industrial complex as the precondition for the totalitarian takeover. We are now witnessing the third party to this complex. Government as facilitator and reinforcer of totalitarian multinational corporations. Government as political empowerer and reinforcer of the bureaucratic hierarchies of the military. We are now witnessing the unrestrained internal access of evil to all of our freedoms. The Grimm complex. The government reinforced industrial military complex. The future is indeed grim. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff. Remember, we the people are the constitutional policy makers, and we must begin to act and face the grim complex. Think about it. We invite your comments. Send to Bob at freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you, and the wind be at your back.